Now, you all know it's a sin to tell a lie. But I'm here to tell you, it's a double sin to lie in your cathedral. And it's a triple sin to lie to your bishop. And so I want everyone here to give an honest answer, including the priests, all the adults here, and all those who I'm about to confirm. I want to hear the truth. How many of you use cell phones? Okay, so far so good. How many of you text message? Okay. How many of you tweet on Twitter? I don't even know what that means. Not many. How many of you are on Facebook? Okay. One priest. How many of you use email? Okay. One last question. How many of you Google? Now, I ask you these questions because, really, in just the last 25 years, our ability to hear one another and speak to one another has been dramatically enhanced. We have simply powerful technology that enables us to speak to people on the other side of the world. I ordained at Notre Dame at the Saturday after Easter, and my confreres in Holy Cross in the Garo Hills of Bangladesh watch the ordination on their computers. Let's face it, if somebody's late coming home from work now, they can call home and say, traffic's a bit dense. I'm not in an accident, I'm just late. My sister and my brother-in-law, they are constantly on the phone or on the internet with their grandchildren. And the greatest libraries in the world, almost all of the knowledge of our world is right there now on our computers. We can draw it up and study it in our homes. So we are enormously gifted through human technology in our ways of listening, of speaking, and of learning. But I'm here to tell you that nothing human beings have done to speak and listen, none of our technology from the past or ever in the future, can in any way compare to the ability of our great God to speak to us. Think what we believe about Almighty God, what we know to be true, that the Father, without beginning or ending, has spoken His Word, which is His only begotten Son. He shares everything with that Son. He loves the Son. And the Son hears the Father. The Son always obeys the Father. The Son loves the Father. And that love between the Father and the Son is so great, it is the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of endless love that unites the Father to the Son. God has everything in Himself. He needs nothing. But out of endless love, He created everything out of nothing. He shared His love and goodness. And when human beings marred that magnificent creation with our sin, God's love and communication did not stop. The Word became flesh. who God is, became a part of who we are so we could be a part of God and share in that love and conversation that has always existed among the persons of the Trinity. Jesus was like us in all things but sin, and He taught us how to live. He taught us what was right and showed us what was wrong. His love was so great, it carried Him to the cross, where we could always see and hear just how endless is God's love. And when that love was buried in a tomb for 3 days, it could not be controlled. Jesus rose up triumphant from the grave, with victory in His hands, showing God's love was omnipotent. But His speaking did not end there. You know, the first disciples were a lot like you and me. They were rather timid, easily got scared. And on Pentecost Sunday, they started out that day up in the upper room, frightened. The windows were barred. The doors were locked. But God once again spoke. He poured out His Holy Spirit that descended upon them in tongues of fire. They received the Holy Spirit, and they threw open the windows, cast open the doors, and started announcing the gospel to everyone who would listen. The people of Jerusalem thought they were drunk, but they were drunk with the Holy Spirit. And they went from announcing the gospel in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land, to the very ends of the earth, to win the world for Christ. And it is that awesome communication of the Holy Spirit that these young Catholics will receive this afternoon. You will receive those gifts of the Spirit: wisdom, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, reverence, and awe before the Lord. God will speak to your hearts and allow you to speak to the whole world with the words of Jesus Christ. And frankly, you'll need that help of the Holy Spirit. Every time you don't know what to do. Where do I go to school? Who should be my friends? What is right or wrong? Who should be my life partner? What is my vocation in this world? Ask the Holy Spirit. Be ready to hear, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, will speak to you. And when, like the rest of us, you fail, you stumble, you fall, you sin, you could stay down there in the mud, or you could use the power that God has put into your heart to get up again. Your sins are forgiven. Sin no more. Keep taking those steps of growth and change and holiness that lead to God, not to nowhere. And remember, despite God's goodness, despite the truth that we know in Jesus Christ, this world hated Jesus. This world hates the gospel. So, of course, this world will hate Christ's church. So when you get scared or intimidated by what is increasingly a pagan culture, ask the Holy Spirit to give you courage. Catholic Christianity is a fighting religion. We stand for things. Our first loyalty is to the Lord. We hear His voice, and we obey Him, and we announce His gospel by everything we say and do. A couple weeks ago, I was coming back here to my house from a fundraiser for one of our schools. And one of the younger fathers was showing me his new toy. Now, I'll say this wrong. Somebody corrected me the other day. It's kind of like an iPod and a phone all together. iPhone? Anyway, it's a little thing like this, real thin. And obviously, you can use it to phone. But we were sitting out there in the parking lot, and he showed me what it could do. He knows, and I'm about to tell you, one of my secret vices is I like old-time rock and roll. Only the other geezers in this cathedral know about the Spinners, the Four Tops, the Supremes, the Temps. Well, I listen to all those regularly. But I have all these CDs, and I only really want one or two songs on them, and it's kind of clumsy if I'm traveling. So he showed me. He said, you know, Bishop, you call this down from the internet, or you take one of your CDs and you put it on your iPod, and you don't have to connect it. You press your fingers on this stuff, and suddenly you've got every piece of music you love right there, and you can listen to it without spending a fortune. And it looked pretty intriguing. He showed me how it worked. But then I asked him, Father, do you think I'm smart enough to use this? And you know what he told me? I'm not sure. But it would be no great tragedy if I wasted $100 on an iPhone and then left it in the top drawer of my desk. But it would be an endless tragedy, a disaster beyond compare, to leave the Holy Spirit in your closet, on your shelf, in the drawer. That communication we cannot live without. That communication helps us to become ourselves, which is children of God, with God as our Father, knowing us and loving us the way He knows and loves His own Son. Listening to the Holy Spirit carries us to paradise. Every time we come together for worship, we really already have one foot in heaven. We are really in the court of our God. We are already gathered around our Father's table. The Mass is the one thing we can never neglect in our lives, not in high school, college, after college, in our marriages, on vacation. The Mass should be the center of our existence, because right here on earth, the Mass puts us in communication with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So let all of us here, the confirmands, their sponsors, their parents, all of us, clergy, all of us, resolve this afternoon to hear the Holy Spirit and to do what the Holy Spirit asks and empowers. And once again, I'd like to invite those who are to be confirmed to please stand.